Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is the Prayer Podcast. Today we're talking about how to pray when you've got exams. And by the way, even if you're not a student, I think you'll get a lot out of this because we all face testing times and moments when we feel a bit, well, a bit beyond what we can cope with. So today I'd like to offer you five strategies for prayer that could make all the difference. Now, whether you're doing GCSEs, A-levels, degree finals, or anything like that, we can all relate to the panic that can attack us in an exam. A few years ago, I almost had a panic attack. I got right to the edge. I was doing an exam. I'd managed to pass the exam, but by the skin of my teeth. I think in these situations, we need all the help we can get. And sometimes we wonder whether prayer can make the difference, but I believe it can. And today we'll talk about how. So here are five strategies that will help you to be your best when exam time arrives. Number one, stop. Just stop. You're feeling that stress. You're feeling that rising sense of panic and pressure. Put down the textbook, close the laptop, turn off the phone, pick up the Bible, open the Psalms, turn on your heart. You may not have long to pray, but even 5 minutes can make a huge difference to your state of mind. Deliberate action is needed to enjoy a time of prayer, no matter how short or how long. But the first step is to stop what you're doing and decide to pray. So firstly, stop. Secondly, trust. Jesus knows how you are feeling. He said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11, verse 28. You may object, well, that's okay for him. He didn't have exams. Well, did he? Consider this from Matthew 22, verse 35. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question, and on it goes. See, Jesus does know how it feels to be scrutinized under pressure. So, make a decision to trust that as you pray, Jesus understands you. Firstly, stop. Secondly, trust. Thirdly, focus. Do what David did in the Psalms, here in Psalm 16, verse 8. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. So, make a decision to begin your prayer with a focus on God, not on yourself, not on your challenges, not even on your feelings, but on God. I think then you will find, as David did in Psalm 16, verses 9 to 10, my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices, my body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. Stop, trust, focus, and number four, ask. Go ahead and ask God for whatever you need. Is it energy, alertness, concentration, peace, perhaps? Whatever it is, know that he is interested and that he is listening. Is it okay to ask him to help you to pass your exam? I don't see why not. Will he write the paper for you? Probably not. You won't learn anything if he did. But he is with you. Ask him for what you need. So we've done four of our five. Stop, trust, focus, and ask. And the final one is fifthly to thank. Thank him. In faith, thank God in advance for providing what you need. Not always what you want, but what you need. You can have the peace of God which transcends all understanding. Philippians 4, verse 7. God has an unlimited supply and it's always available. So, there are our five strategies for a prayer time that can make all the difference as you're studying for your exams or even in the middle of an exam. If you've got an hour and a half, what's the damage that 5 minutes of prayer in the middle silently will do to you or for you? Stop, trust, focus, ask, and then thank God. Take perhaps 1 minute for each of these stages and you'll have a 5 minute prayer leading to a much more peaceful state of mind. You might pray for longer. But even if not, you'll be more conscious of God's presence, power, and love. Well, I wish you good luck as you take your exams. I hope these five strategies will help you to do your best and feel your best. I'm curious, though, as to what you may have already tried that's helped, that's made a difference now or in the past. If you've ever had another strategy, some other tips, if you have those, I would really like to hear. And I know the people that read this blog or listen to these podcasts would also love to try some things. So please let us know. And if you try these five suggestions of mine, please let me know how it went. Give me some feedback so we can improve these tips for the future. Are there any other ideas? Please share them with us. You can leave a comment on the blog or you can email me mccx@mac.com. Thank you so much for listening and God bless.